you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ball Inger, and I'm here with my co-host and bestie, Westy Hubby, Sexy Poo-Poo Eric Stuplin.
Did you spell it weird, or did she just say it like that? You don't know. She doesn't know.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Which one? Yes.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yes, you spelled it weird, or Colleen's still on vocal rest. This is our third episode doing it this way.
We have a great episode for you today because I'm going off a vocal rest for the next segment. So if you miss my voice, you're going to hear it today. And if you didn't miss my voice, I'm sorry. You're going to have to hear it.
Are you sure? I don't know that you should.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, God. I like that one. It reminds me of like Gilbert Gottfried or something. I like that voice a lot. Is that the same voice you use for like Broadway producer or whatever? Oh, you can't say.
I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome to Colleen's got is holding the finger at me. That means she has something to say. She's fingering me. Oh no. Okay. No. She's pressing a button.
Oh no.
Hey Eric.
Yes.
Would you like to know who I think needs to relax?
I would.
My time management skills, they suck. I'm so bad at understanding the concept of time. It drives me crazy. Wanna know the biggest lie that I tell every single day?
I'll be just 5 minutes. I'll be down in 10 minutes. I just need 10 minutes.
I'll be right back. Yeah, be That's right the back. Biggest lie ever. I am never right back. Wouldn't you agree?
You've never been right back in your life, and you say it to me 5 to 10 times a day. And then you'll be gone. I'll be right back. You'll be gone for, I'm not exaggerating, an hour. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, my phone was on silent, and I'll see 3 texts to where you're just like claim to be allegedly sitting on a toilet somewhere saying, don't ever let me eat, fill in the blank here. You know, again.
When I say I'll be right back, I am lying. I'll be right back, the biggest lie ever. I am never right back, but I always think I will be right back. I always genuinely think, oh, I just have to grab something from the room really quick, be right back. Or I'm just gonna pee really fast, I'll be right back.
It's never
Somehow,
just to pee.
No matter how hard I try, I am absolutely never right back. I always immediately get distracted and start doing something else. For example, today you were in the kitchen and I was like, be right back, I have to pee. Then when I went upstairs, I noticed crumbs on the ground. So I went to get the mini vacuum really quickly to vacuum it up on my way to the bathroom. But the vacuum wasn't charged, so I had to find the charger. Then I saw cups on the ground that needed to be cleaned, so I grabbed those, but then got distracted by a baby photo album I bought for the twins. I started feeling guilty that I haven't done that yet. So I started going through pictures on my phone to print, but then I realized I never opened my text from Jessica, so I looked at it. And she said there was a fire at Disneyland during Fantasmic last night. So I had to go look that up and watch every single video I could find of it, and I started worrying about the cast members at Disneyland and if they are all okay. So then I started thinking about how I used to work at Disneyland, and the other day in my vlog, I filmed a little skit about my audition, but I forgot to post it to my Instagram, so I opened Instagram to upload it and started doing that, but it took me to Instagram Reels. And I got distracted, and one popped up about hiking, which made me think of you. And then I remembered that I told you I would be right back, so I was about to go downstairs, but then you came upstairs to find me because I was taking so long. Also, I never went pee-pee. I forgot.
I have two responses to this. One, it feels like I feel this incredible sensation of like validation. I feel like I now understand gaslighting, like, cause I've been made to feel crazy that she said she's coming back, but this happens literally every day, but we've never really talked about it too much. So thank you for validating, my suspicions and fears that you have no idea how to tell time or that you'll never be back if you say so. Also, this reminds me of a TikTok I saw about like what it's like to live with ADHD, and they kind of are all like this. Like it's like, oh, I got to pick that up, and then you notice something else, which I think happens to me, but certainly not at the level that happens to you. We've talked before about how I'm an on-time person and you're a late person. That I'm also like an on-task person. Like if you're like, hey, go grab this thing I'm going to go grab this thing for the kids or whatever. Like I go grab the thing and I come back and it takes like seconds, like literally under a minute, seconds. When you're like, oh, I'm just going to go grab this thing for the babies, you're gone for a half an hour.
And I'm sorry.
And I never know what you're doing.
I feel like the older I get, the worse I get with time management. So I always think everything will take 5 minutes, and it always takes a worse because I get so distracted or I hyperfixate on something and it doesn't feel like time is passing. It causes so many issues, or so that's who I think needs to relax.
I like that voice. That was nice. It's not distracting at all. I think...
Excuse me.
I think I'll look back on these episodes and I'll miss this. I think it's funny to
I
me.
Disagree. Okay.
But I do miss you talking, but I don't think you should.
I agree.
Yeah. So what were you saying? We said you're going to break vocal rest because this is your real voice.
Baby.
Okay.
I'm okay to do small amounts of well-supported, healthy speaking. And I feel like I could handle a 10 or 15 minute segment of the vlog with a supported and healthy tone. It's so challenging to do this whole computer-generated voice thing. I know it's silly and fun, but it really does take hours for me to set it all up and do it. So I think for the sake of my mental health and for the sake of this podcast, it's worth it to talk for a small amount of time for the next segment. I will probably still mostly rely on you to do the majority of the talking, and I might pull from my audio library every once in a while, but I'm determined to use my voice. Yay.
Oh, thank you. That's just... I'm... proud of you, Snoop Dogg. I mean, I don't understand. You said you talked to
Eric, who do you think needs to relax?
Sorry, there's a delay there, and I talked over you, Snoop. I was gonna say, like, yeah, you talked to a vocal coach who was like, if you talk like this or something, if you go like this, no, if you like talked nasally or something, it was less stressful on your voice. Oh, no. You said stuffy voice, right? Am I making this up? Am I insane?
No.
Okay, fine. Then this brings me to my relax. Can I do my relax now? Can I say who I think needs to relax? Dreams.
So Eric, who do you think needs to relax?
I feel like, oh man, there's a delay. There's a delay in our communication here. Sorry guys, the live feed is delayed.
The delay is so annoying, but you've definitely done dreams before.
I'm doing it again.
I love it.
I'm so glad you love it. It's more because I had a specific dream. I have a very awful sleep schedule, as do you. But like,
well, tell me more.
So something consistent happens every day to whereas like my body, no matter what, won't let me sleep past like 7 a.m. at the latest. And I'll usually like jerk awake with like half in some like memory / like half awake already because like somebody else is up. You know what I mean? And this is typically the point where I will dream is in the morning. And so I looked up dreams. I Googled dreams. What do they mean? What has science figured out, which is not that much, you know? But typically you do dream more in the morning. And one fact that actually was really interesting is that since we sleep for like a third of our lives, not us anymore, but generally speaking, you sleep for like a third of your lives. That means like on average, and again, you only dream when you're in that like REM sleep, which we don't get to have. So lull to that too. But statistically on average, you will dream for 6 years of your life. On average, 6 years of dreaming. And I looked up more facts on dreams, but it's just like subconscious nonsense. Like your brain isn't fully awake, so it can't process things. So it's kind of just random images and memories and experiences and thoughts. It's just kind of gibberish, right? Like a lot of people try to look for meaning in them. And I'm going to try and look for meaning in this dream that I've been dying to tell you about for days.
Yes.
the only part of the dream, I can generally only remember very short instances in a dream. And like generally then I'll forget those, even those instances, and have no idea what my dream was. But this one has stuck with me. My body jerked awake and I woke up the other morning because in my dream, you were sitting in front of me and you held out a finger and you said, pull my finger. And I pulled your finger.
No.
And I, you're ruining my story. You made a 30 second sound cue in the middle of my story. And you said, pull my finger, but like in this like hushed tone. And I pulled your finger and then you farted and I and jolted awake in bed. And that was an actual extremely vivid dream I had. And I need to dive into this right now. And I need you to psychoanalyze and explain to me what this means. Like, I remember it was in like a dimly lit room and you were sitting in front of me, like some sort of like, I don't know, like wise elder, you know what I mean? And you were just like, pull my finger. I remember you were sitting crisscross applesauce.
I hate you. That is your most vivid dream that you just absolutely needed to tell on the podcast.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All of my dreams are so vivid and absolutely terrifying. I wake up in sweats from dreams about the most horrific things you can possibly imagine. Murders, kidnapping, assault, torture. The list goes on and on. You wake up from a horrifying dream in sweats from pulling my finger and me farting. Yeah. I can't with you.
Was that Gwyneth? I can give you more information. Like when I picture it, you're like I said, you were sitting crisscross applesauce. I feel like you were like some sort of like ayahuasca shaman. You were like, there was like a fire. We were like in some sort of like tent and it was like, you were speaking wisdom to me and you were like, pull my finger. I think there is a hidden meaning here. I think there is a subliminal, unconscious meaning, something that I need to like figure out. Like, so have you ever held out your finger to me and said, pull my finger? And
then,
Freddie, yeah, I don't think you have. Did anybody ever do that to you?
No.
Yeah. Is that something people do? I don't think that's something people really do.
No.
It's just like in like movies from the 80s or something.
If you really want me to analyze it, I can.
Okay.
First of all, you're an idiot and I hate you. Second of all, if I saw your dream as a scene in a movie, I would think it was hilarious. So I think the deep meaning behind your dream is that your wife is extremely funny and you are very lucky to be married to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I should mention that, like, I did pull the finger. And as I pulled the finger, then I woke up like in a movie. Speaking of movies, I woke, you know how people in movies when they wake up from like nightmares, like, yeah, that's literally how I woke up from it. And I'm looking at, like, I don't know, like, dreams help you to consolidate and analyze memories and are likely serve as a rehearsal for various situations and challenges that will face you in life. Like, this is a challenge that I face in life, is you and your gas. And that the amount, yeah. Some dreams may help our brains process our thoughts and the events of the day. And most, like, certainly some eventful moments of my days are you passing gas. You know?
It is what it is.
But I just, it's funny. It's like, I don't really have any dreams, like, for my whole entire life that I know, like, I'll remember for my whole life. But like now it's like, it's in there. It's like locked in. And I know that, like, the one dream that I'll remember from the rest of my life is that, is you saying, pull my finger. Yeah. And that is, that's how my day started the other day. And I thought it was so funny and I wanted to tell you so bad, but I knew it was like a special thing to talk about. And so I saved it for this special moment to bring it up to you because I thought it was, you know, it's real.
I love it.
It was a dream, but it was very real. Colleen, we need to thank our sponsor. We got an exclusive sponsorship this week. And I think it's going to blow you away. You're not going to believe it.
Yes.
Colleen, this episode of Relax is brought to you by McDonald's.
Yummy.
That's it. You love McDonald's so much.
Yes.
You had, yeah, what did you have for lunch today? Well, it was kind of like breakfast. You had their lunch items at 11 a.m.
I was craving a sausage and egg McGriddle, but I made a mistake and ordered a sausage and egg McMuffin. Still very delicious, but it wasn't what I was craving. I thought to myself, that's okay. I ordered a delicious biscuit as well. I can eat that and be very satisfied. But Flynn saw it and asked for a bite. He loved it and stole the whole thing. Typically, Flynn is very good at sharing his food. But today, when I asked if I could have a bite, he looked at me like I had two heads. We stared at each other in silence for at least 30 seconds and then he said, nope. I said, really? Not even one bite? And he said, no way, mama. I'm eating this whole thing.
He does this thing now where he says, sorry, pal. It cracks me up so much. So I imagine that moment you were like, can I have a bite of your biscuit? Sorry, pal. I find it so funny. Do they sell just biscuits? Oh, they do. Yeah. She's making a face. She's doing their very okay.
Yes.
Sign. Well, you know what you might not know about McDonald's, Colleen, is that one in eight people in the U.S. have worked at McDonald's. Can you believe that?
Excuse me.
And imagine you. You go, if you went to work at McDonald's, like your first day of work there, you'd be stressed, right? Because like day one, you got to make the best, yes, the best fries on the planet. Iconic fries. You have to make the Happy Meal. Every type of person in the world is coming in there because everybody loves McDonald's, right?
And you're having, I love it.
Yeah. I think that's what they're, it doesn't say that here, but I think that, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Can I have more McDonald's fun facts that you might not know, which is surprising because you eat it.
Oh yeah, baby.
Every day. McDonald's offers flexible hours and a schedule that works around your life. And that means more time for your life. The English Under the Arches program, which are classes offered to employees looking to improve their English speaking, listening, reading, and writing skills. There's Career Online High School, where employees can graduate from high school by taking classes online. Archways to Opportunity, which is a program that offers financial support to employees trying to graduate college. And other career education advising with success coaches who are available to help employees identify their education needs, review their career goals, and develop a plan for the future. See, these are things that you didn't even know about McDonald's because I'm guessing, I don't think you've ever worked there. They would never let you because you would just be eating it all.
Yes.
Someone would pull up to the drive-thru and they'd be like, can I have this? And you would just stare at them for 30 seconds and then be like, nope. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, pal. It's all for me.
I love it.
I'm loving it. 12.5% of the U.S. population has worked at McDonald's and have taken advantage of these incredible career advancement opportunities McDonald's provides. McDonald's, now serving much more than orders.
Hello, everybody. Did you miss my voice?
I can't believe you're talking. Just a little bit.
I know, but here's the deal. It's the next day for us. You guys listening to this, it's all just obviously one consecutive episode, but for me, it's the next day. And so I prepared for this moment. I knew I was going to talk a little bit in the episode tonight. So I purposefully really was on vocal rest today. And aww, so that I could have like my, because every day I allow myself like 15-ish minutes of like speaking.
You got it. Because
I got
kids.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk to them and whatever. So yeah, this is part of my 15 minutes today.
Well, we salute your sacrifice.
I'm not supposed to sing though. Did you miss my voice? All right, lovey. But you should probably
nice
do the majority.
Wrapped up in this
I'm cold. It's so weird. We had a couple of days of like a lot of hot weather and then all of a sudden it's cold now,
yeah,
which
I'm
like.
I'm not complaining. I like it.
I like it too, but I just wasn't expecting it. So I'm cold. So I'm wrapped in a blankie.
Can I get gross?
Oh, please. Love.
I experienced the single.
As long as it's not about boogers, because last time we talked about boogers, we lost so many subscribers.
We did. We lost 136. I checked.
We lost more than that.
I don't know if that's true. Probably more.
We did. People were real mad about that.
I made that up, but probably a lot. I experienced the singular grossest sensation I've ever had in my life.
What was it?
Last night.
Okay.
It was absolutely awful. And I will tell you about it now.
Okay.
But first I want to start with, have you ever owned a pair of Birkenstocks?
Yes, because you bought me some.
Okay. And I will say, I'm not going to get all hippie here, but like
when I was in high school, it was like the hippie kid shoe, and I was like the skate.
They're extremely expensive.
Well, they were hippies. I don't know. They were like listening to Fish and the Dead.
I have a pair that
the
you bought me.
Grateful Dead.
And then I also have knockoff pairs that were $20. Uh-huh. They look exactly the same to me, but I love the ones you got me.
I remember the kid who I would recognize them with in high school. He would walk around barefoot for weeks before summer started because he would be like, got to get these calluses ready for summer. And then it would just be him and his Birkenstocks or barefoot. What? I don't know. I just never had them. I never had them as mm-hmm. a young person. They were very expensive. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I definitely could not afford them, but also it was like, it was associated with a culture that was like, I didn't identify with. But eventually, living in Southern California and beach and outdoorsy and hot, like I did get a pair of Birkenstocks, and I had them for, I think, 10 years, the same pair, because it's a shoe that kind of like, molds to your foot. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it takes a while not to like break down or wear them, but it like kind of molds to your foot.
Okay.
So I had this pair for 10 years and it was on its last legs. Like it was falling completely apart. Like the strap on the side was all messed up. I love that. I'm so disgusted that I just realized that I have them on my feet now for what I'm about to
say. I don't know what's going on. So I don't know.
I'm saying I got a new pair last week. I was like, I got to get a new pair.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Because of all this, like we were talking a lot about, shouldn't wear shoes in the house. And I was trying to be better, like house shoe person. And like, what are house shoes to me? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to wear these like in public, like they're around the house. So this, my version of a slipper is going to be like, I'm going to get these new pair of Birkenstocks. I'm trying to be better about that for our family's health. Okay. So I got a new pair and I wore them for the first time yesterday and it was great. You know, they're a little stiff. You got to like break them in though. But like that feeling, they're kind of, you know, this podcast isn't sponsored by Birkenstocks. Am I going on too much about the...
It's a long time to get to whatever's disgusting.
And so I was like, oh, I'm like just like wearing them around, trying to like break them in around the house. And then at the end of the night, I'm like, oh, right. It's the end of the night. Like there's a couple chicken errands I got to do in the yard. So I walked across our lawn to the chicken coop to like put the, do chicken stuff, like end of night chicken.
Can I pause your story?
I think I'm dying here, so please.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I thought I was trying to be polite, not interrupt you.
No, I was trying to talk.
Oh, so you were just like waiting for me to interrupt you the whole time?
No, I was just, okay. You were looking at me like, this story is not going great. It's going somewhere.
No, I was just like,
believe me, it's going somewhere.
No, because
somewhere.
You started off like, let me tell you something so gross. Now I'm just going to talk about Birkenstocks for 20 minutes.
I'm a storyteller.
Okay,
Colleen.
But listen. I just have to point out, love, uh-huh. that house shoes are not shoes that you wear out in chicken poo.
So,
So here's the deal. Like I have house shoes and I have my outdoor slip-on shoes and then regular shoes. There's regular shoes that you like go and you wear out and about in the life of the land. Yeah. And then there's shoes. Oh, I need to run outside with the kids to play in the grass, or I'm walking from this area to this area and I'm going to have to walk outside. I need to go to the garage or something. Yeah. There's shoes that you slip on like a Birkenstock to go outside. But these are not shoes that you wear around the house because that would defeat the purpose of a house shoe. Do you see?
Well, I think, I don't want to out you here, but I think you're kind of a house shoe elitist and you wear house shoes all over the place. Like you have house shoes, but you do wear them out.
I'm just saying, love, that if you say, oh, I got these shoes to be house shoes so I can wear them around the house to be better, but so that I'm not bringing in germs and whatnot, but then you're going out to the chicken poos and walking on chicken poo.
Yeah, but I wasn't going in there. I don't know.
No,
I wasn't going into it. I wasn't going to step in chicken poo. Like I just had to go out there to like make sure it was like locked and sure they had water.
I'm just saying.
It seems like you were.
That a shoe that is worn outside should not be worn inside is the point of a house shoe.
You wear your house shoes outside all the time, I feel.
I don't wear those shoes in the house.
Lovely. Wait, okay. So I have house shoes and I'm not leaving the house, but if I go outside of the house, then I can't wear them in the house?
Correct.
What?
Because then you're walking around outside and stepping on gross things.
But our babies crawl around outside?
Yeah.
Does that make them wild babies? So I have to bathe my shoes?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So go on. What was so gross about your Birkenstocks? Sorry to interrupt.
Well, I had to check the chicken coop. I didn't go in it, but I had to check it. But okay. I was close enough towards them when I started walking back and I felt like a kind of like wet, gooey sensation around my toe, my big toe, mm-hmm. on my right foot, most of my toes. I was like,
slug?
Oh no.
Was it a slug?
I go, oh no, I got chicken poop like in my shoe somehow. Like I didn't even go in there. I don't know how it happened. And then it's dark back there. I finally get up to the light. I'm like, oh, what is this wet thing squishing around in all my toes? And I'm...
I know it's a freaking slug, and I know that it's the girl.
I can't believe you knew. But the reaction I had when I looked down at my shoe, when I finally got back up to like the porch light, was just a mess of deceased giant slug.
Oh,
was so horrible. It was the most horrible feeling I've ever had.
You didn't want to get rid of it when you were out there?
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like, cause you know how like grass gets dewy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, or maybe it was like chicken poo. I don't know. Get rid of it when I'm out there, like just in the dark, just throw my shoe into a bush.
I felt like something like a big slug or a chicken poo on my toes. I think I'd like scrape my toes on the grass.
No, it wasn't like he's crawling around. It was like,
no, you squished him.
It was like hooked in the toe of the Birkenstock and then immediately got like pulverized.
Wait,
like,
everywhere. How are you stationary long enough for a slug, the slowest moving creature, to crawl?
I think I hooked him. I think I like plowed him in there. And mind you, our son loves bugs so much and has no fear of slugs and picks them up and loves to share joy. And so he's like, here, hold this slug, daddy. And I always refuse. I'm not going to hold a slug. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big slug guy.
Yeah, me neither.
So to know that feeling, just imagine like a cold jelly all between your, under your...
jelly sounds a lot nicer than a slug. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's unimaginably
I'm wondering like
disgusting.
How gross this is. Cause it was the grossest moment of my life.
And you ruin your Birkies.
And then it was because the bed of like a Birkenstock is like a, you know, it just seems like an absorbent kind of material, but it was just like cream cheese smeared all in there.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, love. That's unfortunate. Well, now they're outside shoes.
I guess. But yeah, I guess the whole buildup was that like, oh, I finally got, you know what I mean? And that was like first day.
Oh, it's the worst.
Slug schmear.
Slug schmear.
Are you so happy I told this story?
I'm so happy.
I not only told this story, I saved this story.
And you?
I held on to it for this moment because I was like, I need to tell this for the first time publicly and also to my wife.
And you simmered in the story. You marinated in the story. Storytelling.
Yeah. I got, you know, just to round it up there. I got some baby wipes and I kind of like wiped at it. Well, Colleen, I worry about your little vocal cords. That's what I call them. And I want to do like my part to make sure I try to like not make you speak. I try really hard to like to not ask you questions that like I'm trying to be rhetorical most of the time. But like you have exposed me. As being in your vlogs and stuff, I feel like I've seen as being the world's worst lip reader.
Horrible.
Like terrible on the planet. You've said that I'm 100 times worse than our 4-year-old son at reading your lips.
Yes.
And this may be proven. This may be a proven thing. But I just want to say in my defense, not everybody can read lips.
Correct.
Not everybody's great at that. Because especially people who have... for the most part have good hearing. They've never had to use that skill to learn how to do that. I'm used to like looking people in their eyes when they
right,
speak,
you're really
like
good
not,
at that.
Not at their mouths where I feel like you're a mouth looker.
Oh yeah. I'm anything but the eyes looker.
Yeah.
I can't look at eyeballs.
Desperately avoid. That was one of the things I noticed when I first met you was how you would never look me in the eyes when we were like speaking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh
yeah, I don't like eyeballs.
What's going on
there? I'm very uncomfortable with eye contact.
So in my defense that, and so I've been looking up like, how do you learn to read lips. Mm-hmm. And there's like online courses and stuff like that. And these are things, and they say like, when should you expect to be able to like read lips better? And they say like 1 to 2 years.
Oh yeah. It's years of practice.
So I'm trying to help myself here and these are some helpful tips when trying to read lips. Mm-hmm. Know the context, use lip reading to clarify what you hear.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Use lip reading to clarify. Yeah. I think it means lip read. It's kind of a weird tip. It's like, in order to lip read, you need to lip read.
Is it just saying repeat yourself? Look at the patterns of lip movements and shapes. Mm-hmm. Anticipate what kind of words will follow. Use lateral thinking to make an educated guess. Substitute to make sense. Mm-hmm. Practice recognizing well-known words and phrases. Use knowledge of rhythm and speech. So just like be intuitive. You know what I mean? Like and just anticipate and guess, which I feel like I've been doing to no avail.
Yeah.
So I wondered if you could now think of a random sentence.
Okay.
And mouth it to me and let's see how close I get.
Okay. This is, do you have noise canceling headphones by any chance?
Anyway? I do.
Because this is actually a fun challenge.
Okay. I have them. Now what?
Okay. So you have noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
You can put them in and you're going to turn on some sort of music.
Music.
And I will say something and quietly. And you will try to read my lips.
You're going to actually say, you're going to say it out loud?
Yeah, because, well, then otherwise the listeners, you know, they need to be able to hear it.
Oh, because it's a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say, can you hear me right now?
Supposed to be, yeah.
So,
they're not on anything.
Well,
you sound different. It sounds like
I'm
going to
say common phrases. Those don't look noise canceling at all.
They are. They're like the,
they just look like the AirBud thingies.
These are like the pro ones.
Oh, the fancy ones. Okay, cool.
Weird and big that is.
Okay. So you're going to put on some music, love bug.
Okay, what should
tell
I listen
me when it's
to?
On and blare it, love. Blare it in those cute little ears of yours. Okay, can you hear me?
No.
You really can't, you can't hear it all. Well, you're reading my lips pretty well, though.
What?
No. Okay, ready?
What?
Actions louder than words.
You have to go to work?
No. Actions speak louder than words.
Have I ever had the worst?
Oh, no. Okay.
This is driving so loud.
Okay, music. Ready? You're crying.
Have you? Am I?
No. Actions.
Ouch.
Actions.
Hash. Hashtag.
Actions.
Ouch.
Actions. Oh my god.
Hashawa.
Actions.
Action.
Yes.
Action.
Actions speak louder than words.
Action when you say the word?
Actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yes. Okay. But nothing speaks louder than Eric Stockland when he's wearing noise.
What?
Nothing. Noise canceling headphones. Okay, you want another one?
What?
Let's do more.
More?
Yeah.
More. More.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Haters back off.
Hey, could you back off? You say haters back off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's how aggressively you're speaking. That's
it
going.
Literally, you said, hey, can you back off?
No. Let me find another one.
It's weird because I can't tell the volume of my own voice either.
Yeah,
am
I know,
screaming?
I can tell. Yes, you are. Here comes the next one.
Let's begin.
Oh my God.
This is driving. Okay. By the way,
you're screaming.
This is a crazy
you're screaming.
Thing to be okay. hearing this so loud, not you.
Yeah. Okay.
Freaking out. Okay.
Ready? Lavender haze.
Have a chance.
No. Lavender haze.
The furniture is the future is the
lavender haze.
Let's kiss?
Sure. Yeah. No. Lavender haze.
Lover crest.
Lavender haze.
The first.
No.
I'm not gonna.
Lavender haze.
Apologize.
For what? No. Okay.
Okay. I'm looking at your mouth.
Lavender haze.
No idea.
Think Taylor Swift.
What?
Taylor Swift.
Take the ribs.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Lavender haze.
You have tickets?
No, I wish. They're so expensive.
What?
Okay. Lavender haze. You're not going to get it, love.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift. Lavender haze.
Loves my ears.
Sure. It's good. Take them out. I was saying lavender haze. Oh. Here, you know, I feel like we should switch.
Okay.
So you get the idea. Eric is not the best at lip reading, but that was very entertaining for me.
That's like my central nervous system was shutting down, trying to, the music in my ears plus focus.
I'm so sorry. Well, it was very funny. Now, guys, I don't claim to be a brilliant lip reader. I would say that I am better at lip reading than Eric, but maybe I'm about to prove that I'm not. Maybe I'm about to like put my foot in my mouth because I don't know. Let's go ahead and try. Okay, ready, love? How do these things work? Yeah. Oh, wait. It stopped playing. How do I know if it's like midnight?
Okay. It's like zones out. Can you hear me talking?
I can hear you.
Oh. Is the music playing?
Oh, no, I can't hear you.
Is the music playing?
I can't hear you.
I was born in a trash can.
I can't hear you at all.
That's true. Yeah.
Am I going? Are we doing it? Because the mic's in front of your mouth.
Oh, right. You have to read my, yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear what I'm saying right now?
Are we starting?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Wait, did I guess yet? Wait, what's happening? Am I supposed to guess?
I don't think you guessed yet.
Okay.
There is a mosquito eater behind you.
Again.
There is a bug that our son loves called
the horseman. Are you saying a monologue? Why are you talking so much?
There's a mosquito eater behind you.
You have to move your lips a little bit.
Now I'm self-conscious about how much my lips are moving. But,
are you saying the sentence? Or are you just saying other things?
No. Ready? There is a mosquito eater behind you.
30 something. I saw it all. So you're talking very fast.
There's a mosquito eater
there's
behind you.
There's a piece
you. Of. There.
Fair. There's a piece of there.
There is
theories.
A mosquito
missing you. There's a piece of theories of missing you.
There is a
there
mosquito
is a piece
eater behind
of,
you on
there's
the
a
ceiling.
Mosquito eater behind you.
Yes, but you mm-hmm. got it.
What?
You got it contextualized because
what?
You got it because I contextualized and I looked.
You
up
can contextualize
and you,
it.
Yeah, and you good. And you know that there's
you
always
know that there's
mosquito
always
eaters.
Mosquito eaters
on our ceiling.
On our ceiling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are we going again?
Let's do
see,
one
I'm pretty
more
good at
let's
this,
do
right?
More. You shouldn't have cut bangs.
Shouldn't have got that.
No, but seriously.
Damn it.
You shouldn't have cut bangs.
You shouldn't have got at that. Say it again.
The bangs. You.
The bad guy.
You shouldn't have cut bangs.
You shouldn't have had that. What? Say it again.
You.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, a thing came out. They fell out. How'd they fall out?
I don't know.
Aren't they supposed to like squish in really good?
I'm kidding, by the way. I'm totally joking. Sorry, the holes in your ears are too small.
Okay. Why did you say? Are we talking now?
Yeah, the holes in your ears are too small.
The holes in it. The holies. Say it again.
I was just talking about the headphones.
I'm
the holes
about
are too small for your
in
ears.
Your Timmy ears.
But here's the sentence now.
This is a sentence.
Yeah. You shouldn't have cut bangs.
You're not going to get it. Hold on. It's about to get really. Get it. I want to sing so bad.
Okay. Calm down.
I'm out.
Calm down.
I'm out.
Calm down.
Calm down.
You should not
you
have.
You should not have.
Cut your own bangs.
Cut your bangs. I know they're bad today, huh?
No,
they're bad today. It's okay. I can admit it.
No, I'm just joking.
It's okay.
I was just joking.
I feel that. I like them. So that's all that matters.
I was looking at your face. I couldn't think of anything else to say.
You didn't say that. Say what?
I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Are you saying another one?
Yeah. What? Well, I'm just talking.
You're what? Say it again.
I'm just
I don't
talking.
Know.
I'm just, I guess this is kind of proving that
and
like
wait,
that you're pretty
this,
bad.
Are you saying it's, it's the music stop. I can hear.
I think what this proves.
I think you lick it when you poop.
Is that you're
said,
pretty.
Is that what you said?
Is that you're bad at lip reading too.
You're bad at lip reading too.
Why are you talking like.
Why are you so awkward?
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Now. Are you doing any more?
No, I think we did it. And I think that proves that like you're pretty bad at lip reading too, love.
I feel like I was better than you.
And you talk really strange.
Oh yeah, you do too. Yeah.
Was I doing?
Oh yeah, you sound like a drunk person who like doesn't know the volume of their own voice. You know,
that's what you sounded like.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
It was really bizarre. Yeah, that is fun. I don't really understand it, but I don't understand brains.
Well, it just proves you know if you can or cannot lip read. I guess, right?
Well, then that proved that we both can't. But you,
Yeah,
I seem to be so frustrated that how
I'm not frustrated with you. No, I'm like frustrated I'm not allowed to talk. It's so frustrating to not be able to communicate properly, like how I'm used to.
3.5 weeks now.
I know it's been a long time.
It's been
time.
Almost 4 weeks.
Yeah, but I've gotten creative, and you know what? I was reading comments on our podcast, and people were. Do you just like try to like silently burp and get away with it? Because like let it out, love.
We just ate dinner.
We just ate what? We just said dinner. People were saying in the comments of our episodes on the YouTubes that they liked me as a sound engineer. And I did see more comments about how people were so happy that I shut up and you could talk.
Nobody
because I interrupted you too much. But you guys heard on this episode that Eric even was like, yeah, talk now, because you're so used to us just talking on top of each other all the time. But anyway,
it's literally a medium where we're supposed to just talk to each other. And
I know, but
talk.
They don't like when I talk. So the people are really enjoying it. But
they love when you talk.
In general, people are enjoying like me having to get creative with how I communicate. Yeah. So in the last 3 weeks, I've used sign language. I've used dry erase boards. I've used notebooks. I've used lip reading. I've used AI, like text to speech, like apps and websites. And I've tried everything to communicate. Charades. I'm sick of it. I'm over it.
I'm so sorry.
So it's any frustration, I've told you this so many times. I'm never frustrated with you. Yeah, no, I'm frustrated with me. It's so frustrating to not be able to communicate. Well, what it's you weird. Communicate.
It's like I never knew how bad at it I was. You know.
Yeah.
But I do think it's it's something that can be learned, but that would require me to like change the way that I would communicate with people. Especially you, as I look into your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm always, whenever we talk, I'm never like just staring at your mouth. It feels strange. And I feel like that's part of it. So that can be a learned skill. Mm-hmm. And then being intuitive from there. So if you give me time, if you keep.
Well, hopefully I won't have to be on.
for.
Hopefully I won't have to be on vocal rest for.
I know. Yeah.
Forever. I hope I'm not on it long enough for you to learn how to lip read. That would be terrible if I was on vocal rest long enough for you to learn to lip read.
Yeah.
But I will say. There are positives that have come from this. And one of the many positives of this kind of poopy situation is that like I'm talking to my brother a lot more, Trent, who,
I noticed sign, obviously. It's really interesting.
So whenever I'm around Trent, I'm like, oh, finally someone who can understand me. And like, so Trent and I can just talk and it's awesome.
And we're all like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I know. But I really have enjoyed that. It's super awesome. Not that I, didn't talk to Trent before. We would always talk. But now that he's the only person who can fully understand me.
I wish I had.
I just am drawn more to him when he's in the room now.
I wish I knew like more about that. I feel like when in my schooling, it was just like kind of the alphabet. That's what they went over.
With sign language?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've taught me a few like kind of key phrases, especially because when you have kids, like that's how you start to communicate with them, but that's kind of like, that's it. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But you like, it's crazy how much you've like retained.
Well, I am certainly not fluent or even good at sign language. I learned a totally different kind of sign language than what people use in America. So it's like,
but you learned it to communicate with your brother, not with like America. So, but and you
well,
guys,
it would be a lot more useful. I feel like Trent knows ASL, which is what everyone uses. So he knows both. So for me now I'm trying to learn it. I have like all these ASL apps and I'm like trying to learn from like deaf and hard of hearing creators on social media, like and following all these people and like watching tutorials and stuff. I'm like trying to learn more. Cause now I'm like, oh, it's a useful skill. It's like super cool. Like ASL is such an awesome language and culture. So now I'm like,
did you hear this thing? I don't know if it was real or not, but this woman got arrested for pretending to know how to be an interpreter.
I heard about that. That's horrible.
And she was just like doing, isn't that crazy?
It's awful. I can't believe that. That's so crazy. I wonder if that's true or not.
I don't know.
I mean, I read about it. I just don't know much about the story.
Right.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I don't know about next week if I'll be fully talking or not yet, but,
we should go vocally rest right now.
I am going to go vocally rest and edit. And I go to the doctor later this week and I'll find out more, see if next week. But I saw comments that were like, you guys should take this opportunity for Eric to do the podcast with like other family members and talk to them and interview them. That'll be fun. I swear to you, I can show you the guy. He's looking at me like, what? Because I said he should do that. And he was like, I don't know about that. But like now I swear to you, I saw the comment just now. I was looking.
Uh-huh.
I swear.
I know, but like, this isn't like my, I'm just inept at this. Like, no, you're so good. I'm only like comfortable in this because I'm speaking to like you and like you're so great. Like,
No, everyone loves it when I'm not talking and they love you. I swear to you. Like everyone like is so happy. Like
who would I even talk to?
Well, it said like our family. I'm going to find the comment because I just read it and everyone was like, so
you can't even find it. Cause it's like, I don't remember which
episode I saw it on. Cause I've been on vocal rest for so freaking long. Here, look, it has 84 likes. You guys should use this opportunity to invite a guest for each podcast for the next several weeks, a family member or friend who joins the two of you. It would take some of the pressure off both of you and it would be a really fun way to change it up for a little while.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. We should do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Who are we going to interview first?
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't know.
To be continued.
To be continued. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Don't sing.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Rest okay. it.
Ugh, it's so hard to not sing.
Just lip it.
Just lip it?
Yeah.
You talk for me.
We'll see you next time.
Whoa. Bye, guys. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.